And that time I was very excited because I can drive. I said I was like 20, 22 years old. And it was we need a driver to bring this furniture to Boston. Can you drive? Yes. So I asked him, so let me check, do I need to pack up something? He said, no, you go and come back. You just go and come back. Okay. So we just load up the things that we're supposed to bring it to Boston. And I left my room, you know, my wife and me to Boston. And I was very excited. When I arrived to Boston, we load up the things. And I said to, I was Mr. Matasaki, was and after dinner, they said, okay, so I'm going back to New York. He goes, I hear the mission's going to change, so you're going to stay here.
Really?
Yeah, but my staff, don't worry, just call them, they will send it to you. So, by the way, you're going to be with them. With it. Here's Tim. Another team there. You're going to be in the fundraising team. So, okay. And so I trying to make my way to go back to New York City. And I spoke to Mike. Mike, they should change my mission. They said, can I come back to New York City? Jose, good luck to you. So whatever you think, God will provide more things for you. So then at that point I set up my mind and said, okay, so it's just the way it is. So whatever my clothes, I didn't really have much stuff, you know. All what I carry is my sleeping bag. So yeah, I changed my mission. The next day I was already fundraising team. And thank God for me. A year later, I come back to New York City for one of the big events. You know, actually, probably spoken in Boston and New York itself. And I was very amazed when I came there. It's just very similar, like you said. You know, by then, they already have so many faces, so many memories. It's so. And I saw this project just showing, but 4 days before I left to Boston, and he was wearing some of my, I used to have a very distinguished yellow jacket and white pants, and it was nice. And he was wonderful. And when I saw him, I said, wow, this nice jacket, nice jacket, what do you got this? Oh, long time ago from the Lawson House. It used to belong to me. He was, no, he took a ticket. It was a time for all of us that we were just driving the road. And if your car wasn't right, it can miss you up very easy. But if you were really willing to force yourself and to do whatever it was there for you to, it was a need for you to be there. And to perform something that was you are willing to do. If you're willing and open to do so, it was such an incredible laid-back experience, which is really amazing. So, talking about this, I was just sitting next to your husband, and we were sharing after the Sunday service, you know, a little bit of comments of the sermon.
Oh, okay.
And he was very, very kind, like, that message wasn't for me, he said, you know.
Yeah.
You know, why we have to do... why we have to do this, you know. When God calls you, you have to be right in the spot. Those things, you know. You should not have no doubt about God. You know? God is so omnipotent and is so omnipotent, you know, something that they were saying that we should not have no doubt. You witness with your heart. You do natural things, everything, you know. God is always there. And it just goes back to my thinking, you know, like, wow, this is a very typical first generation, you know, the way he speaks and all of that. And your son was kind of shocking, you know, your father, it seems like you have to see in a different direction how he speaks, you know, and how he expresses himself, because
nobody can do anything.
They weren't some very hardcore members which they didn't even think about. You know, sometimes you don't know if you really believe, but you find yourself in a position where you're already acting and doing things without any doubt if you believe it or not, but you're already acting with it. And that is the beauty of all of us in the experience that we went through all those years, you know. So, many of us, like in my case, all I remember, I got like just a few pairs of pants, one dressing shoes and one tennis shoes, a jacket, and a hat. And sometimes they can't say, your mission has changed, you're going to move to another state. How long is it going to take you to pack everything up? That's in a funny way, I'm right. That was a very common thing for full-time members to be mobilized.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the things that I know. The Father really comes up in all of us, you know, to be ready to move. And there's one chance in a lifetime that we experience that. And it's a very hard to explain.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have so much time to think, to be skeptical, to realize, to decide, to see if I believe it or not, and make sense or not. So that was a very, very a miracle time that we lived.
Yeah.
Like some sort of phenomenon that it was carrying us without us knowing what exactly what was the kind of phenomenon that was pushing us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very hard, but your husband, he might come late, but he was met by your son.
Yeah, he gets challenged.
So, anyway, I jump on top of his mother.